we teach a skill set and a tool set, teaching you how to stop unknowingly triggering your partner, the worst in them that you don't like, and how to actually trigger what you want in them, the best in them, to come forward. Because your partner can change. They will change. Not because you demanded it or were really clever in how you asked or all of these stupid tactics, but because the way you shifted how you're showing up inspired them to want to show up that way for you.
I spent the last 17 years building my 8-figure performance business without using any of my own money, working with some of the most brilliant direct response marketers in the world today. Now I'm looking for entrepreneurs to join my affiliate army, built on ethics, transparency, and good old hard work. Join me to change the perception of how people view the greatest business in the world, affiliate marketing, and follow along as I learn, apply, and share performance marketing strategies working with some of the brightest people on the planet. My name is Eric Beer, and welcome to the Performance Marketer Podcast. Hey, everybody, Eric Beer here, and welcome back to the Performance Marketer Podcast. Today, we have two special guests that are going to tell us how one person can transform their relationship in as little as 14 days. And we're getting their new offer, the 14-day boost, set up in our performance network for our performance marketers to run and get paid on a commission when they drive a sale. So let's listen in. I'm here today with the founders of relationshipdevelopment.org, Stacy and Paul Martino, people that I met when I joined the Inner Circle, and they're very special people to me. They're warm and welcoming and have been nothing but just giving, and I appreciate you guys, and I'm so psyched to have you on.
Awesome. We appreciate you too.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, cool. So before we get into what you did and how you cracked the code on the relationship game, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about your guys' story and where you came from and how you got into this?
Actually, it's the same story. It's our story. Literally, 20 years ago, Paul and I, our relationship was hanging by a thread. Paul was walking out the door, and in a moment of desperation, I realized I didn't know how to do relationship. No one ever modeled relationship for me in a healthy way. Every relationship I'd ever been in failed. Everything that he was saying that wasn't fixable in our relationship, I could not argue with him. And I just had this breakdown that ended up creating a breakthrough where I realized, I don't know if this can save us at all, but I do know that I don't want to go through this pain anymore, whether it's to save my relationship with Paul or it's just to prepare me for never getting blindsided again by being in a love relationship. Like, I'm done. I need to understand relationship and how to do this. And I just needed to dive in. And at the time, we laugh about it now. This is a long time ago. We were very young.
Yeah.
And I begged Paul for a second chance because I don't have any relationship tools or skills. I didn't know what to do. And I just said, like, just give me another chance because this isn't even the real me. Like, I'm just being who I thought I had to be successful. And I don't know what I'm doing. And I felt it's so funny how you can look back, like, I was a kid and I don't know why that relationship would have been more important than any other, but there was something in me that felt like, oh my God, this is really important. Wait a minute. And so I guess maybe part of me was feeling the magnitude of an entire lifetime and two children and everything that was on the line for us.
Yeah.
And I just knew, like, I have to do something. So I begged Paul for a second chance, and his version of a second chance back then was like, okay.
Okay, Stacy, you go fix yourself because clearly there's nothing wrong with me. You know, as naive as I was as well too. And believing it, honestly, that's the sad part, is we believe it, right? Like, we believe like we're dodging a bullet and it's all the other person's fault, had nothing to do with us. And that'll come back to what we do. But that's really, unfortunately, where it was. So Stacy was left alone to do something about this because I was already like, no, I'm out and there's nothing wrong with me, which I was quite wrong. But
so on my own, I dove in, and luckily I had a personal development background. So I tried, couples work was not an option for me because Paul was like, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
And by the way, a lot of people find themselves in that situation, right? Where their partner is like, no, nah, not at all. Not, I'd rather scratch my eyes out, right?
Have a judge. Yep.
And no problem. Like, I'm certainly not going to disagree with that. We'll talk about why couples work is horrible in a minute anyway. But so I had no choice but to figure out what to do on my own, read everything, studied everything, everything I could do. Most of what I implemented made things worse. Most of the conventional wisdom out there is actually crap. But because I had this personal development background, every time something failed, I was like, well, why? What was that trigger? What was that? Like, and I was re-engineering everything to figure out what did work. And God willing, I know it was now because so I would teach it later, I single-handedly saved our relationship back from the edge.
That's wild.
And we were so grateful that we put our relationship first. And I was literally just doing it for me.
Yeah.
But years later, Paul felt.
So what happened was so Stacy was doing all this work and here I was staying thinking that right away she committed to a different path. There's a whole lot that happened there that we have to shortcut here in the moment. But it was one of those situations where in the beginning, I'm like, all right, so we're having a good week. All right, we're having a good few weeks. Okay, it's a good month. And it went on for a while where I started losing track. It was about a year in where I woke up to the fact that she was happy. I was happy. I've never been happier. Most importantly, she was the most authentic I had ever seen her. You can tell when somebody's being authentic and real. And I had known Stacy for years. I had never seen that version of Stacy, and she was super happy. And the funny thing is I found myself more authentically myself and happier. So the awareness of what happened and how we went from the absolute bottom to where we were, where we're both happy. And I knew she was working at it, but I didn't know what she did. I was like, all right, that's it. I felt the gap. I tell her now, I'm like, when I spoke to her, I said, look, I don't know what you're doing, but at this point, I feel like a Neanderthal next to you because you've accomplished something amazing. And I really want to know what that is because I'm in. Whatever you did, this has been phenomenal. I told her how I feel happier. I'm the happiest I've ever been. She was something magical happened here and she did it all by herself. So I'm like, I'm in.
That's been so rewarding.
It's totally rewarding.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. It's you almost were uncomfortable that you were happy. Something should be wrong.
Exactly.
You get in that odd stage. Yeah. That's crazy. Did you guys have kids at the time?
No, was before kids. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's for kids.
That's great. So, man, that's a crazy story. I respect you both for that. That's, relationships are hard. People go through a lot. They compromise who they are when they're first starting. Man. And then once they get together, then all of a sudden these things unravel and you're not trying as hard to go on a date with them. And you start becoming yourself, so to speak, and then things clash, and then it's just communication. It's sad that a lot of things happen, and it's this thing that you created, this ability for you to just work with one person to be able to transform a relationship is just mind-boggling. How do you do it? No one believes it. How is that possible? Is it real?
It is real. This is all we do. We never do couples work. Never. Couples work is highly destructive. And actually, it's funny because we all know that. We've been so brainwashed to falsely believe that it takes two. Yeah. But actually, if you just check in with yourself listening to us right now, you know this. Because as soon as two people get together and start talking about things, what happens? We have a blame and sideshow that happens right away, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm doing this and you're not. Well, I'm doing this. Well, you said that. Well, I do more than you hear. Well, you used to do this. Or it becomes a blame and sideshow right away. And that's a downward spiral in a relationship. Doesn't help any relationship to go there.
It's positive.
That's right. So all we do is work with one person. We've only ever done that. And we've helped save thousands of marriages all around the world. Our Relationship View program has a 1% divorce rate and a 99% success rate over the last 6 years that we've been doing it. We only ever work with one partner.
And keep in mind, people are coming to us when they've already tried therapy. Most of the time, they've already exhausted therapy, other avenues, sometimes, church, whatever it is that's offering some kind of a service around this. They've already tried that and it hasn't worked.
And it failed.
And the reason why it fails is because really what Stacy and I do is entirely unique in this world. And it is the one partner part. It's the piece that everybody was missing. It was the belief that everybody has to meet you halfway 50-50. That's not going to create a magical relationship. That's just basically trading, right?
Yeah.
Back and forth.
Yeah, compromising. Yeah.
Compromising.
Compromise kills relationships.
Yeah.
And that's not something you expect to hear from a relationship person. But compromise is a relationship killer.
Yeah. And that's part of the many layers of false beliefs that we've had. And the reason why this works is because it's the truth. It's one of those things where when you peel back the layers and you see what's really going on, it becomes self-evident and obvious. And as people spend time with us, they start to see, oh, this is so obvious now that I see it. You peel back the layers, like, that's exactly what's going on. It's the evolution that has been missing in our relationship skills as a society, is lack of awareness. It's actually always one person that has the power to transition that relationship. And if you think about it, if you're having a great day, you want to use your typical example. So maybe you're having a great day, right? You're at work and you're rocking it. You're in the zone. Everything's phenomenal. And then you come home, you open up the door and you want to share your great day with your partner. And then like your partner's in the, and just in the dumps, right? Negative attitude, really hostile. And like, what does that do to your great state that day? Like you were all high and everything's great and boom, it just tanks, right? And then what often happens is now it's like, why do you always have to be that way? And you go back and forth. Selling this, it's a personal fight that you're in. And your state went from being like the best day ever to the toilet in seconds because that person had the power to create what's a trigger, right? Yeah. There was a trigger back and forth. And it only took one person to bring you down, even though you were super high to begin with.
Right.
It's always been one person. It's never like, if you do this exactly my way, then everything could be great. And you have to compromise and do it exactly my way. That'll never lead to anything great. And it's not even realistic to begin with. And yet that's the foundation of what couples work is about.
Yeah.
You know, the entire structure is designed to fail when you try to do it from that perspective of you have to do it 50-50 and meet me halfway.
Yes.
It just doesn't
work. So the reason why it only takes one person and why what we do works is because the truth that we uncovered is that relationship is nothing more than a skill set, and it can be learned. That we were never taught, because decades ago, nobody needed this skill set. Because one person was in charge and what they said went.
Exactly. Yep.
But now everybody's independent and equal and awesome and has great ideas, but nobody ever learned how to collaborate because nobody ever needed to before now.
Right.
Right? 50 years ago, a guy didn't need to ask his wife what she thought he should do at work or what he should do with their money. And by the same token, 50 years ago, a woman did not need to check in with her husband about how to parent their kids. That would have been ridiculous. But now... Now we need to collaborate. We need to align, but nobody ever taught alignment here. And so it really is a skill set. And the whole premise that we do is we empower one person to show up differently by seeing the dynamics they haven't been able to see before. See how they are unknowingly triggering the crap out of their partner, not because they mean to, but because they have no idea how their partner's wired. They don't understand the opposite from them. Yeah. And so unknowingly, they're triggering the crap out of their partner. And while most people think, oh, but you don't get it. My partner is mean to me, or my partner says this, or my partner does this, or my partner acts in a certain way. I will tell you that most of the time, if I were to rewind the tape 30 seconds, I would see you poke the bear. I know you don't think that you're doing it, but your partner's not actually acting towards you in a certain way. Your partner is reacting towards you. And you are blind to it. And as long as you are, you're going to keep poking the bear. So we teach a skill set and a tool set of A, teaching you how to stop unknowingly triggering your partner, the worst in them that you don't like, and how to actually trigger what you want in them, the best in them, to come forward. Because your partner can change. They will change. Not because you demanded it, or we're really clever in how you asked, or all of these stupid tactics, but because the way you shifted how you're showing up inspired them to want to show up that way for you, like Paul wanted to show up that way for me.
That's the
premise of everything that we do.
Yeah, so in regards to that, does it have to be just a marriage? Can it be a brother and sister? Can it be a father and mother? I mean, relationships are relationships, right?
100%. Right. Like, we have an 8-step system that we created to transform any relationship. And step 8 is sex. But the other 7 steps apply to all the human relationships in your life. We actually do a lot of parenting work with families because the relationship between, like, our kids trigger the crap out of us. We love them so much. We're totally going to keep them, but they make us crazy sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. And it impacts the relationship we have with them too, where when they get to be teenagers and beyond, like, it's becoming painful there. So we actually do a lot of parenting work. We do family of origin work, sibling, business relationships, your clients. Having a demand relationship, which is like this entitlement relationship type of modality with clients is miserable. When you have people on your team that operate this way, it's miserable. If you don't understand the dynamics that we teach about the differences between masculine and feminine, how humans are wired and all this stuff, like, you're suffering in your teams more than you have to, your client relationships, your family relationships, especially we're heading into the holidays, a lot of family demand relationship goes on. Mm-hmm. Everybody has an expectation of what you should do. There's a lot of pleasing that goes on. All of these things that actually break down relationships, we just teach a tool set to grow and elevate and build up that relationship instead of breaking it down.
Yeah. You make a good point, because in today's world, more than ever, it's this internet world where these kids are coming out of high school, maybe going to college, maybe not. They're playing video games for a living, and parents just, they can't understand it because they were brought up to be a lawyer, a doctor, a teacher, or some sort of professional service. And there's this headbutting of parents and kids that I've seen. And then you see the kid all of a sudden be super successful, and there's this reigniting of the parents, and then it's you watching them transform because of the success. But if it's not a success, then all of a sudden, who knows where that goes, right? And it's interesting that you guys can play a role here to try to get them to understand that. And I can imagine that's a challenging thing to do, but especially for the older people that are very used to their ways, set in ways, right?
That's interesting. Relationship is not a hard, fast thing. Meaning, what's great about relationship, as Stacey always says, is relationship is you and how you relate. It's not tied to the other person. It's how you relate to that other person that creates that outcome, just like you're saying. So they had a different outcome, how they related became different, and things changed. It's not hard and fast. And we have this false belief that if I picked differently, if I just didn't have that person as my mother or my son, or like, we have all these false beliefs that it's just the way it is. And we wonder why things catch us from out of left field and take us off guard.
Yeah.
Why things are happening to us, instead of recognizing the only reason why it feels that way is because we don't see the dynamics going on around us. And without visibility, it's like a wind that pushes you around on the ocean. It's just going to keep throwing you around.
Yeah, you guys are great.
See it. Now you can do something about it and steer in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. A few days ago, as a matter of fact, I'm on your email list, and I received an email from you guys about the hunter and the gatherer. And I woke up and I started reading it, and I was like, wow. And I started really getting into it. And then I had to read the email to my wife, Allie, afterwards, and was explaining to her, because there's so much truth to that I never even realized. And when I just listened to that story, and maybe you want to explain it, because I don't know if everybody knows about the hunter and the gatherer, but it really hit home to me. It made so much more sense than I would ever imagine. And yeah, you guys are going to do your work.
Yeah. And really, it's such a great example, right? Of these fundamental differences in how we see the world, how we're wired, our blueprints that are actually creating kerfuffle. And we have no idea, right? So the whole concept between the hunter and the gatherer is that the gatherer is wired to go out and pick the fruits and get all the stuff and come back and communicate to the tribe, like, this is where I got it, and this is how you process it so that it stays and it doesn't spoil, and all the details. We communicate all this, and there's a part of our DNA, our wiring, that it's still mapped into us that if we don't communicate with other gatherers, with other tribe people, we could all die, right? Because if somebody doesn't know how to do this and we run out of food, then that was my job and I let my kids down and we're going to die. And by the same token, the hunter goes out and the deer's in a different spot every day. It doesn't matter. Like, they go out silently. They don't talk to each other while they do it. They work autonomously. They come back, they talk to no one, they throw it down and they're done. And what happens is gatherers over time have built up this wiring in us where if we're not communicating details to each other, and if another woman were to withhold details, if I asked her a question, we start to get panic. Like, why aren't you telling me the details? Like, do we have a breach here? Are you mad at me? Should I not be trusting you? And it's innate in us. But hunters don't have that. So in this story example, right, Carol was asking her husband, how did the meeting go? And he's like, it was fine. And he's moved on. And she's like, well, great. Tell me about it. And he's like, I just did. It was fine. And she starts to panic, like, well, why aren't you sharing? Why aren't you telling me? Why are you shutting me out? Like, or what are you hiding from me? And it starts to create this problem where the masculine has no idea that the feminine needs to share and exchange this information. And the feminine doesn't understand why she needs it so much too. And so when the masculine learns, like Dan did in that story, I just need to give Carol three details about the meeting, and she'll feel totally satiated in order to build connection. Because when your woman stops talking to you, please know this, guys. I know this is totally off your radar.
This is important.
It means that she has stopped trusting you, because she feels like there must be a breach here.
Yeah.
And you're not to be trusted, or you're thinking something about her, and she stops talking. If your woman has stopped trying to give you her details, that means she doesn't trust you anymore. And if she's still trying to give you her details, even if you're like, this is so annoying and I'd rather stretch my eyes out, just know that what that really means is, you know what? My woman still trusts me. Yeah. I'm going to receive her details. I'm going to try to come up with three that I can give her of my own. And like, when we don't know this about each other, it creates kerfuffle. Nobody means it. It's totally unintentional, but we never got this education. And these things are simple. They're not overly complex. They're not that hard to implement. But if you don't know it, it's kerfuffle city.
Yeah. I will tell you, I came home that night, and at dinner, I made my kids, both Ashley, Zach, and Allie, we all sat on the table and we told each other three things. And it was cool because, like, you know, sometimes I don't know what my kids are doing at school, and I don't really talk to them in that way. We just see each other. We love each other, but the communication to just have that happening. And I thought about it, and I was like, oh, in Thanksgiving, I'm going to do that when everybody comes and everybody's sitting around a table and they're going to throw food at me. But the idea of just coming up with three things that you did, it really sparks some conversation, and it kind of becomes a little fun. Like, oh, what did I do today, man? You know, and you think about it, that's pretty cool. That's a really cool thing that you did.
What's so awesome about that, Eric, is that it's actually going to serve both, meaning the feminine are going to feel peaceful in their center, and they're not really going to maybe have words for that, but you actually are going to put your feminine woman in a better state, because she will feel peaceful in her center. But you're also training your son how to be able to do that for his future wife, so that he doesn't end up in kerfuffle city, because he's starting a new pattern that most guys would never have. So it serves on both sides.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Well, you guys have impacted so many relationships, and the message that you guys deliver is just so powerful. And I love everything you bring to the table. And that's why we're going to get into now how you've developed a program where you can do this in 14 days. And we're going to now take on your offer to help you get customers to take the 14-day boost. So why don't you tell us how you took all of this knowledge into 14 days?
Yeah, it's so crazy. And we actually resisted it, right, for so long, because we're like, how are we going to do that? Because we have our year-long program, we have our eight-week program, and we were missing that entry point. And it was actually a friend of ours, Robbie, who challenged me. And he's like, you need something to help people take a step closer to you and feel like, oh my gosh, this works. And so we really thought about it and worked on it for a long time, because we've got loads and loads and loads of content, hundreds and hundreds of tools. And what we figured out was, in 14 days, we can actually empower one person to experience multiple times of creating a shift from their spouse or their kids, where their spouse and their kids are not obviously not doing our program, just they are. And feel the relief of the reduced kerfuffle and the benefit and the joy of, oh my gosh, they did shift in response to me. This works. And give them that experience of, oh my gosh, this works. There is something I can do. This isn't just happening to me. I don't have to try to convince them to change. There's something I can do. And so we created this 14-day boost for your relationship. And it's 14 days of video training content. And first we go through how to forgive anything, because sometimes the thing that's holding people back from doing this is they're really stuck on something that happened, a betrayal or a disappointment or something, where they're stuck in unforgiveness and they're not really willing to do the work until that's healed and solved, which we take people through our process. We have a 5-step process for doing that. And then the next thing is, we have a mega tool that we teach for reducing kerfuffles in families and increasing rapport. And a lot of times in parenting, what's truly happened with our kids is we've lost rapport. We've become this demanding, commanding, policing kind of force. And we've lost rapport, which is, as Paul teaches, the currency of relationship. And we have this tool that we teach in the 14-day boost, energy profiling, which is really a mega strategy for understanding how your family is wired and how to decrease kerfuffles and increase rapport with each family member. And then in the last segment section of the boost, we teach alignment, which is what we were just talking about. Yeah. No one really ever taught us how to design alignment into our marriage. But the truth is, we actually have to, this invisible, like, oh, we're going to see parenting the same way. And then like, what did you say to the kid? Or we're going to see money the same way. Or like, what do you want to do? Like, we never actually sat down and designed alignment on money and parenting and household and work and family of origin. And these things really need to happen, because if they don't, they end up just being perpetual repetitive kerfuffles. And so we start teaching people the tools of how to actually do that in relationship. And by the end of the 14 days, like, the results have been unbelievable. We've had, I think, 900 people go through just these two boosts that we've done. Yeah. And literally there are people who have saved their marriage, said like, I was done. One woman posted today, she's like, the morning of your boost, I told my husband, I'm done. It'll just be easier if we're done. And she's like, now our marriage is better and stronger than ever. It's only been 14 days. And both of us are like, what just happened? And he's like, what did just happen? Because I didn't do anything, right? And she's like, I did this program for 14 days. Like, in 14 days has the potential to save a family or even just transform it. Like, yeah, I'm like, who's not going to do that for their family? So it's just about one person stepping up to be that hero.
Yeah, and I think that the reason why it does so well too is people get it right away. Like, meaning when you get the clarity, when you see it, just like I was saying earlier, like when you see it and you're like, of course that's it. Why didn't I see that before? It's not that hard to do. It's not like you have to study a lot of work in order to get these changes. It's really about understanding and then implementing. It's just getting rid of what the false belief used to be that we've all grown up with.
Yes.
Replacing it with the clarity to see what's really going on behind that curtain. And you're like, oh, now I get it. We all show up. That's the funny thing is, we're all showing up with the best of intentions, wondering why it's going so badly, when in reality, that's why. Because we didn't understand what was on the other side of that curtain. Yeah. So it's really just like removing it and then saying, okay, now be you. And here's how you do that.
That's wonderful. And people spend thousands of dollars for that, and you guys are charging $47 for this?
Yes.
Really? What? That's unbelievable.
I know. And it's pretty much 20 to 30 minutes a day for 14 days. Our entire leadership team of support people support these students for the whole 14 days, every single day, 24/7 pretty much, while they're going through it in our Facebook group. And they get the trainings in a member site. The trainings have workbooks so that they can action it for their own life. They're applying it. There's an action for them to apply every single day. And the changes have been like unbelievable. And we have seen it in family relationships, child relationships, work relationships, and of course, marriage relationships. Yeah, and it's $47.
That's insane. Wow. Well, let's talk about affiliate marketing and how we're going to jump into taking you to the performance world, right? You know, we all know that you're afraid to jump in there for various reasons, but I'm setting out to correct that wrong of creating transparency and protecting your brand. So we're going to take on your offer to bring into our network so that people can start to promote you. And when they do, and they create this gift for people, they're also going to get paid a commission when they get somebody to sign up for your offer. Yes. So from your guys' perspective, from the affiliate marketing side, why are you afraid? What's the challenges on why you haven't done this up to this point?
Well, I'll say for me, and then you can share you. For me, it's really been about how are they going to present our message? Because there are certain things that we would never say, right? Like, we don't do couples work. So if somebody were going to put that in their messaging, like, any couple can do this, like, you know what? That's going to be a disconnect right there. We're so anti that. Like, we just wouldn't want somebody to mangle our message. First of all, there's a disconnect right when they land with us, but I don't want to deceive people. I want it to be authentic, and I didn't really understand how that worked. And I think that was one of the primary things for me.
Yeah.
What was for you?
I think it's a similar thing is, you know, what Stacy and I are doing is entirely revolutionary. Like, it's new, and it's not just couples work or couple. It's not at all related to therapy, none of that stuff. So to put it out there, it is, that's that huge disconnect. The first thing that's going to happen is they're going to hear us saying things like couples work doesn't work. It won't work for anybody if that's the case. It doesn't serve the people that we're looking for. We're trying to serve the people who were like Stacy, quite frankly, too, where they're like, I need a solution and my partner's not going to do anything. And we're really trying to reach out to them because they don't see any other options right now. So yeah, it's about getting the messaging right. So not only because we're a brand that's all about integrity, but it's also so that, again, there's not that disconnect, because you need the right people coming in. We all do, from a network marketing perspective. Right. We've got to get that properly qualified client in. Yeah. Otherwise, we're all wasting our time. So that's a big part of it. You know, it's the integrity of what the message is, as well as truly saying what it is, so there's alignment when they get into the funnel.
Yeah. It sounds like I should get my performance marketers to go through the 14-day boost so they can communicate with you guys. But yeah, I mean, I hear you. I've been through it. I've been in this business for 17 years, and the secrets and the unknown is scary to advertisers. And I get that. And yeah, that's why I believe that everybody should be talking to everybody. Transparency. Yeah. Performance marketers will talk to you. Everybody will be aligned. We're all on the same page. We all want the same thing. So I'm pretty excited about getting you guys in the network and promoting it. And I think it's going to do amazing. I mean, you guys do such good work that, yeah, I mean, for me, it's just, I feel like I'm impacting the world by just getting your message out. And
You are.
And we need you. Yeah.
Literally, this is the ripple effect we're looking for.
We so appreciate
it. It's nice to make money while you do it, right?
Absolutely. And that's the way it should be. It should be rewarding for all.
Everything needs to be funded.
Good definitely should be growing. And, you know, sort of what we love about you too, is like, you're bringing that light, the white light, you know, into a field where it's needed, so that, again, the world can be a better place for it. And everybody gets to participate in making the world a better place as part of this process. So we appreciate everything that you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's like, I mean, the affiliate marketing world in itself is, you're affiliating yourself with an advertiser, and you guys don't pay until we drive you a sale. So it's, I mean, it's the best of both worlds, right? We all need each other. So for everybody out there, if you guys are interested in running the 14-day boost, you can sign up at the network, affiliate.pmutracker.com. Sign up. We'll get you in there and take a look. And then you guys will get to meet Stacy and Paul and talk to them about how we're going to drive some customers for them. That'll be fun. But yeah, that's great. Well, listen, guys, I really appreciate your time. As always, you guys are so great. I miss you. Hopefully I'll see you soon.
We miss you
and
too.
Thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate this.
Oh, thank you for having us. We so appreciate you.
Yeah, yes, exactly. It's been
this
great.
Was fun. I could have talked to you guys
we
for
We could
hours.
Talk to you forever, exactly. Of course, yeah, always. Yeah.
And we will. That's awesome. Next time we get together in person, yeah.
It's amazing. Well, thank you guys. Really, you
All
guys
right,
are
take
great.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Would you like to learn how I built my business using other people's money? If so, then go join my 21-day challenge at performancemarketersecrets.com. I look forward to meeting you and welcoming you into my family. And remember, results don't lie, but the people who don't have any do. Thanks for listening.